Never Been the Cautious Type, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated explicit, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan / Quinlan. This is part 5 of the Two Jedi and a Commander series. Quinlan knew Obi-Wan didn't judge him, but he couldn't quite put the concern that Cody would out of his mind. Not even here in the comfortable, familiar surroundings of Obi-Wan's quarters at the temple. He was on Coruscant for just a few days to report into the council, and he was grateful that the last 2 days of his time corresponded with the beginning of theirs. It gave them some much-needed time together, but it also meant he couldn't put off this conversation anymore. "I don't need the Force to know you're worried about something," Cody said, eyebrow raised. With a rueful grin, Quinlan replied, "Yeah, I suppose it's a bit obvious." Obi-Wan eyed him carefully from where he was reclining on the sofa. "I would hope you know you can be honest with us, Quinn," he chided gently. Nodding slowly, Quinlan considered what to say. He'd never been as good at words with people who mattered as he was with informants. With his targets, he knew how to read them and determine what they wanted to hear. With people that he cared about, he had to focus on the truth, and sometimes that honesty was harder to put into words. Looking at Cody, he started to speak. "My gifts can make physical touch overwhelming sometimes," he explained. "Not always. My emotions play a part. So it means physical intimacy can be difficult, sometimes even too much." He took a breath. "Wearing gloves helps significantly. The barrier prevents my gifts from overwhelming me." Cody nodded slowly when Quinn paused. "So you leave them on during sex," he guessed. Quinlan grimaced. "Yeah," he replied. "Yeah, usually." Cody nodded once. "Okay," he said with ease. "If that's what you need to make it comfortable for you, then that's what you need." He hadn't expected that sort of easy acceptance, not from someone who couldn't experience the Force. He knew a lot of things about the Force made no sense to someone who couldn't use it, but he always appreciated when people tried to understand anyway. Cody's eyes were soft when he said, "Quinn, I'm not gonna lie and say I expected that you'd need to wear your gloves, but it's also hardly a deal breaker. I'll get used to it. It's not that big a deal for me, especially not if it makes the experience actually enjoyable for you. That's the part that matters." Force, what had he and Obi-Wan done to deserve Cody? "Thanks," Quinlan murmured. "I likely won't need them every time, but the first few times at least, it would be smart. After that, I should be okay unless something has happened to impact my shields." Cody nodded. Being entirely too reasonable, Cody pointed out, "We could also start with no penetration and work up to that. Plenty of ways to still make it feel good." Quinlan smiled wryly at that. "I mean, you're not wrong," he allowed, "and that might be smart. Obi-Wan and I have enough of a bond that it usually helps, but you and I don't have that advantage." It was part of why he'd insisted on Obi-Wan being present for this, even though Obi-Wan had offered to let him and Cody have their first time one-on-one. Quinlan didn't resent Obi-Wan and Cody having their time alone, but he knew he felt better having Obi-Wan present. If something went wrong and he got overwhelmed, Obi-Wan could help in a way Cody couldn't. Nothing should go wrong, but Quinlan had experienced too much to rely on shouldn'ts. From the other side of the sofa, Obi-Wan smiled fondly at the pair of them. But he couldn't help himself as he teased, "Yes, Quinn, horror of horrors, you're going to have to actually use words." Flinging a hand up to his brow, Quinlan declared, "Oh, such a cruel fate." With a groan, Cody rolled his eyes. "You two are both utterly ridiculous." His Jedi both grinned back at him, utterly unrepentant. They had the lighting dimmed enough to cast a soft glow about the room, which somehow felt right for the occasion. "Want help undressing?" Cody asked. "Or do you prefer to do it yourself?" Quinlan considered his options. Both had their place, and he certainly enjoyed it when Obi-Wan undressed him before sex. But for this first time with Cody, he wasn't sure that was the right call. He explained as much, ending with a, "You can help me next time." Cody nodded, accepting his choice without hesitation. "If the answer is still no next time, and every time after, that's okay too," Cody assured him. Shooting him a saucy grin, Quinlan replied, "You won't always get out of doing the work." Cody just laughed and set about removing his own clothes. Since they'd had a few hours to unwind, his armor was already in its rack on the far wall of Obi-Wan's room. It looked like it just belonged there, as if the wall had always been meant to have the rack there. As if Obi-Wan's rooms had been quietly waiting for Cody to come along and slot right into place, just as Obi-Wan's life and heart had. As Quinlan's own had, for all that he'd taken longer to consider such a possibility. Obi-Wan lounged against the headboard in only his leggings. "Figured we'd take it one step at a time," he declared. That was probably smart. Not pushing too much was a good call when they had the choice. Still, neither of them were poster children for looking before leaping. They never had been. He was pretty sure Cody wouldn't like them as much if they were. After all, the man had a habit of spin-kicking droids in the face. He felt the presence at his side a few heartbeats before the careful hand touched his shoulder. "Are you sure you want to do this tonight?" Cody asked. Quinlan nodded. "I've never been the cautious type," he admitted. On the bed, Obi-Wan laughed. "Can confirm that is correct." That strong, careful hand gently caressed his shoulder. "Okay," he said. "I was thinking you could put your head in Obi-Wan's lap while I take my time exploring you." That sounded like a good start. "I can do that," Quinlan agreed, turning his head to look at Cody. A smug smirk made its way across the clone's face. "Of course you can," he teased. Then, deepening his voice just a little, he added, "Because you want to be good." Quinlan couldn't prevent the shiver that went through him at that. "Cheating," he groused. "Obi-Wan told you, didn't he?" Cody grinned and stepped close, pressing his front to Quinlan's back. Right into Quinlan's ear, he murmured, "I guess I just have a type. Strong, brave men with zero self-preservation and a deep desire to be good for me." Fuck, this was entirely unfair. "Obi-Wan, why did you have to find someone the exact right kind of bastard to push all our buttons?" Quinlan whined. Obi-Wan grinned. "Just lucky, I suppose," he replied. Cody smirked as he pressed a kiss behind Quinlan's ear. "So, what do you say?" Quinlan swallowed hard. "Why are we still talking?" he replied. Cody laughed and stepped back, allowing Quinlan space to walk to the bed. Obi-Wan shuffled towards the middle with a smile. "Lovely," Obi-Wan said. "I get the perfect front row seat for this performance." Quinlan smirked as he climbed on the bed, knowing it was what Obi-Wan expected. "You know I aim to please," he replied, as he settled with his head on Obi-Wan's lap. Sliding onto the bed with them, Cody teased, "Thought that was my job tonight." Throwing him an intentionally obnoxious grin, Quinlan said, "I'm hearing a lot of talk, not seeing a whole lot of action, Commander." Neither he nor Obi-Wan missed the flare of desire, want, yes, yes, in the Force. "Well, that's good to know," Quinlan muttered. Obi-Wan hummed. "Yes, quite. For later exploration." Cody quirked a brow at them. "Nothing, darling, nothing at all," Obi-Wan replied, with an exaggerated flutter of his eyelashes. Snorting, Cody shook his head. "I wasn't decanted yesterday," he said. "Now, you two ready, or are you going to keep stalling?" Quinlan squawked indignantly at the accusation, and Obi-Wan harumphed. But a few seconds later, Cody's blaster-calloused fingers trailed along Quinlan's cock, and he decided the matter was forgiven. "Just focus on me," Cody murmured. "Nothing but us, right here, matters right now." Blowing out a breath, Quinlan forced himself to relax. His work meant he had to stay focused, on edge even, so often. It was hard to turn it off when he was safe, But here, with Obi-Wan and Cody, in the safety of the temple, he could let go. He could trust them. "That's it," Cody praised. Quinlan focused on Cody's hands trailing up his side. He focused on the feel of blaster calluses against his skin. His world narrowed to Cody above him and Obi-Wan below him, anchoring him. Warmth and care and affection and feelings of "safe, we have you, safe, safe," washed over him. His gloved hands tightened into fists, and he hissed when Cody's fingers trailed down his cock again, with more pressure this time. He'd been so focused on the sensations, he'd lost track of where Cody's hands were. In the field, a slip like that could blow his cover or get him killed. Here, with them, there was no risk in it. That was as heady a thing as the pleasure Cody was slowly stoking in his belly. "Finally found my cock, I see," Quinlan managed weakly. Rolling his eyes, Cody swatted at his hip. "I can forget where I found it," he threatened. Quinlan whined plaintively. Now that his awareness was back in the moment, he realized how hard he was. Clearly, Cody was as competent in bed as he was in the field. "Then behave," Cody scolded. Quinlan pouted, earning a laugh from Obi-Wan. "Now, Quinn, don't sulk. It's most unbecoming a Jedi Master," Obi-Wan teased. Cody snorted. "Now, Obi-Wan," he said, mimicking Obi-Wan's tone perfectly. "Pillows don't talk." Obi-Wan squawked indignantly, and Quinlan snorted. "Can I get back to the task at hand?" Cody drawled. Quinlan choked on a laugh, and Obi-Wan smothered his own continued laughter with his hand. "Yes, darling, do carry on," Obi-Wan declared. Quinlan rolled his eyes. "How magnanimous of you," he replied, "as if you're the one who's hard and desperately wanting things to get a move on." Obi-Wan grinned, utterly unrepentant. Without a word, Cody wrapped a hand around Quinlan's cock. "Did I neglect you?" he purred. Whining, Quinlan said, "That tone is unfair, you bastard." Cody grinned and gave a long, slow stroke. "Let me make it up to you," he replied. Quinlan groaned. "I'll allow it," he panted, as Cody continued to stroke him just right. He realized Cody's hand was slick, and he had no idea when Cody had reached for the lube. That lack of awareness should worry him, but it didn't. Not here, not with these two. They wouldn't use it against him. At least, not for anything but pleasure. "That's it," Cody soothed. "Just let go. You were all nice and relaxed for me before. Just let me make you feel good." It wasn't hard to do, at least not as hard as he would have anticipated. Quinlan let himself just focus on Cody's touch once more. It was easy to let everything but that fade away. His gloved fingers twitched a little with his desire to touch without gloves. It likely wasn't wise, not this first time at least, so he resisted the temptation. "You can touch. I don't mind the feel of gloves," Cody assured him. It was almost funny how observant Cody was, how he didn't need the Force to read either of them. It was also profoundly comforting. Quinlan reached up and rested a hand on a strong bicep. Cody smiled, right before doing something with his hand that drove all conscious thoughts from Quinlan's mind. "You look lovely like this," Obi-Wan murmured. The warmth in his tone was equally evident in the Force. All around them, the Force was heavy with arousal, but also with affection. Quinlan wanted to revel in it forever. Time meant nothing as Cody continued to work him higher and higher. Quinlan writhed under his attentions, even as Obi-Wan ran gentle fingers in soothing motions across his forehead. The two opposite ends of the spectrum, gentling and arousing, twisted inside him until they blended together. He felt every touch acutely, yet none distinctly. It was all too much, and yet not enough. "Cody," he whined. A strong hand settled on his hip, a steady counterpoint to the one still working his cock. "Just let go for me, Quinn," Cody urged. Quinlan wanted to say something witty or sassy, but all that came out was a long, low moan as Cody twisted his hand just right. Part of him was sure a simple hand job shouldn't feel this good, but he ignored it, knowing the pleasure came from more than just Cody's hand. He was close. He could feel it. The edge was right there. He could practically see it now that he was looking for it. Another twist of Cody's hand, and Quinlan spilled between them with a cry of Cody's name. "Gorgeous," Obi-Wan murmured. Looking up through pleasure-glazed eyes, Quinlan saw Cody smiling gently at him. "He's right," Cody agreed. "And you were so good for me, Quinn." The praise danced through him, making him shiver. He liked it. Liked even more that Cody meant it. He didn't just say it. They weren't just empty words. He got enough of those in his work. That strong hand stroked up and down his hip, gentling him down. "Just rest for a minute, then I'll clean you up," Cody promised. There was something missing in that plan, and it took Quinlan's pleasure-hazed mind a moment to figure out what it was. "What about you?" he asked. Cody smiled. "Plenty of time for that," he assured. "The night is young." There was a promise there. Quinlan found he rather liked it. Obi-Wan really was right back when he first suggested all this. Cody really was good for them in all the ways they hadn't realized they wanted. The end.